Cosby Show. This is Ben Brower, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Snerd, Ursel Twing, and our guest for the evening, the internationally famous hostess, Miss Elsa Maxwell. Here's Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Well, Charlie, tomorrow we'll be saying au revoir to little old New York.
Yeah, well, we sure had fun here, haven't we?
Yeah.
We wore the old town out.
Yeah. Say, did you get in touch with the baggage man?
Yes, I took care of it.
That's fine.
He's already got his truck parked under your hotel window.
Yeah. And tomorrow we're off to Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City?
Yes, yes. I'll be there next Sunday. Sort of a request of the governor.
I thought your parole was up last year.
No, wait a minute. No, no, young man.
I didn't know.
Ray Noble and his orchestra take us away on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Why haven't you been present at meals the last few days?
Well, because I was absent.
I see. And why have you been absent?
Well, because I wasn't present.
I know. Well,
shall we go around again?
No, no, it won't. Yeah. Well, you've been acting mighty strange lately.
Yes, sir.
What's gotten into you?
Well, it's just it. Nothing.
Nothing, I see.
The horrible truth is I haven't eaten for 5 whole days, Mr. Bergen.
You haven't eaten?
No, sir. That's why I'm so weak. Malnutrition has already set in.
Is that so? Well, explain your actions. I don't understand.
Well, it's like this, Bergen. You went and cut off my allowance last week, didn't you?
I certainly did.
Yes. So, I'm on a hunger strike.
Oh, I see. So that's it now.
Yes, sir.
A hunger strike.
You're darn right. That's what it is.
Yes.
Yes, sir. And I'm just being sick of being punished all the time.
Is that so?
Yes.
But, young man, you're only punished when you deserve it.
Well, that's what I say. I'm sick of being punished all the time. I'm not going to quibble. I'm just going to hunger strike. I'll get my points right.
What are you babbling about? Look at
me. No, please. No, please, please. I'm in no mood to get it.
Charlie, listen. So that's it now, a hunger strike.
Yeah.
You know, I think you're bluffing.
Well, make up your mind, will you? Why don't you sit on my knee?
No, no, wait.
You don't know what I have to go through up here. I am practically doing a single.
All right. Yes. Are you bluffing about this hunger strike?
No, sir, I'm serious. And I'm just going to keep right on starving until you give in and I get my full allowance back. And that's it.
Even if I demise myself doing it.
Oh, I see.
And I would argue more, but those hunger things. Charlie.
Don't you think you deserve to be punished after the way you fought with Fred Allen last week?
Please. Don't mention that fiend in comedian's clothing to me. He caused all my trouble, that dirty dog.
Oh, now, please, Charlie. Now, I'm sure that Fred Allen, you know he's an old friend of mine.
I don't care about that.
And I think he really likes you deep down inside.
Yeah, well, I got a warm spot for him, too. But he won't go there.
Oh. So that's the way you feel.
Why, I clip him like a hedge. If he...
Wait.
I mean, if I was stronger.
Yes.
Of course, I'm so weak now. I'm just too weak.
Yes. Well, you didn't sound so weak a moment ago.
No, but I am. I'm wasting away, Burton. Already my poor little legs, they're so skinny. I have to wear garters to hold up my garters.
Is that true? That's pretty skinny.
And you know how cute they used to be.
Well, this is really serious, Charlie. Why, the worst may happen.
Oh, well, it's quite all right. I've remembered you in my will.
I see.
I'm leaving you all the money you owe me.
I see. Well, Charlie, I think I'd better take your temperature.
Well, you've taken everything else. Yeah. Oh, the pain. Oh, everything. Everything is getting dark. Dark. Ain't I pitiful?
I think you're exaggerating.
No, I'm not, Mr. Burgess. Could I talk to Anita and Ray before the end comes?
Yes, I'll call them.
I'm too weak here.
Oh, Anita and Ray, Charlie wants to see you.
Oh, come here. Oh, I say, Charlie, why so glum, old boy?
Well, I thought you ought to know, Ray.
Uh-huh.
I'm dying.
Oh, how inconvenient. Oh, Charlie, can I help you?
Yes.
Charlie's on a hunger strike.
Oh, strike. How jolly. Can I pick it?
No. You don't understand. I haven't tasted food for 5 days.
Well, my dear old boy, don't worry about that. It still tastes the same, you know.
Oh, Charlie, are you really sick?
Oh, yes, Anita, my sweetie, yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it wasn't the ice cream I brought you yesterday.
Yeah,
what was this about ice cream?
Well, now, I can explain that.
I thought so.
You see, it was only to cool my fevered brow.
Yes, of course.
I always use strawberry-flavored ice pack.
I thought so, yeah.
I say, Charlie, old boy, I wouldn't starve to death if I were you. You'll only live to regret it. Live? Rather a clever observation, I thought.
Well, I don't know. It's things like that that make going pleasant.
Well, Charlie, I really think it's my duty to cheer you up, even if it depresses you.
Yeah.
I know. I'll tell you one of my excruciatingly humorous witticisms. You'll love it.
Yeah, that's right. Hit a guy when he's down. Oh, suffer, I'm so hungry.
Hungry?
Yeah.
What? You hungry after all that food I've been hoisting up to your window?
Yeah, well...
Hoisting food up, starving?
Yeah, well, I can explain.
Yes, I think you better, young man. Come to think of it now, I'm pretty sure you were eating when I came in here.
What makes you think so?
Well, your mouth was moving.
Well, that doesn't prove anything. Your mouth is moving right now when you ain't eating.
Well... Moisting food, strawberry ice cream. You know, I believe you've got stomach pains.
You do?
Yes, I do. But I think it's from overeating. What do you got to say to that?
Well, I will...
Uncloak. Yeah. Oh, yes. I thought so.
Now, just a moment, Charlie. Come back here. I got to see a man about a stomach pump. Yeah.
I don't wanna phone you again, but I did. I didn't wanna see you again, but I did. I had a certain feeling for you that bothered me. I had to find out what the hidden charm could be.
I didn't want to hug you again, but I did. I didn't want to kiss you again, but I did. I must have been too sentimental doing what I did. I didn't want to fall in love, but I
I'm learning a poem.
Oh, you're learning a poem.
Take it easy, though.
No.
Take it easy.
No. Are you poetic?
One, two, one, two.
I say, are you poetic?
No, I'm learning it.
Yeah, I know you're learning it.
My teacher gave me a poem that's supposed to help my memory.
Yes, your memory.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with your memory?
What?
What's wrong with your memory?
Well, what was the question? What was it?
Well, your memory is bad.
Yeah.
Do you realize that a poor memory will hold you back?
Well?
Yes.
Well, I wasn't going no place.
Well, we'll drop that.
Yeah.
Now, what's the poem about? What's the poem about?
Oh, it's about four lines, but I can't seem to get it.
I see, about four lines. Well, let's see. Let me see. Oh, yeah, well. Oh, yes, that's the cat and the fiddle.
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah.
The cat and the fiddle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll help you with it. Of course, you already know the first line.
Hmm?
I say you already know the first line.
I do?
Yes. I just read it.
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
Well, it's, Guess my brains is all thumbs today.
Yeah. Well, you don't know the first line.
Well, not completely, no.
I see. Well, what's the first word?
The first word?
Yes.
Well, the first word is,
Concentrate.
Yeah.
No. No. Now I'll help you get started. Hi,
Mr. Burns.
No. Hi, diddle diddle, the cat and the...
The kitten?
No.
Cat and the mouse?
No, not the cat and the mouse.
What?
Fiddle.
No, don't play a note.
I know you're wrong. No. Let's try the next line. Hi, diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle.
What? The cow ran out the clock.
No. No.
What?
The cow jumped over the moon.
No. Well, I've milked lots of cows in my time, but I never met one that was that ticklish.
Never.
Now, please. I didn't come here to be laughed at.
All right. Never mind. Now, what's the next line?
Well, no coaching, please. No coaching. What is the next line?
Yeah. The little dog laughed to see such sport.
Shoot if you must, his old gray head.
No.
That's wrong.
What is it?
Well, the dish ran away with the spoon.
Well, good for them.
Yeah.
I hope they'll be happy together.
Yeah.
Mortimer, how can you be so stupid?
Well, it's an old family recipe.
I imagine. With us today.
Why, you don't mean...
Yes, I do. Elsa Maxwell.
Thank you. Hello, Edgar.
Well, it's the same old Elsa. Pretty as a picture.
Same old Edgar. Blind as a bat.
Yeah.
And how is Charlie, my little woodwind?
Yeah. Oh, fine, fine. What do you know, Gravel Tonsil?
Not much. I'm just back from Hollywood.
Oh.
Gee, I'll bet they're still celebrating out there.
Elsa, it is nice to get back. Aren't you glad to be back in New York?
Oh, yes, Edgar. There's no place like New York.
Oh, you're so right. I love it during the nylon season.
That's very funny. Ha-ha. I'm laughing.
Yeah, well, stop it.
Yeah.
You're shaking the whole house.
No, no. Now, no remarks about Elsa's weight. No.
Oh, it doesn't bother me, Edgar. I used to have an hourglass figure.
Well, what happened?
Well, it kept gaining.
Oh. What's the time now in round figures?
Charlie, I suppose you know that Elsa's going to give you a nice going-away party.
No.
Yes, she is.
Well, what sheer heaven.
Oh, I know you love this party, yeah. Charlie. I have a wonderful surprise for you.
Well, that's good. How long will he be laid up?
Who?
Fred Allen.
No, Charlie, it's a personal present.
A present for me? Oh, you silly girl. I just couldn't let you do it. Just couldn't.
What is it?
At my house, and I'll be expecting you over there in a little while.
Yes.
Well, now, this is awfully kind of you, Elsa, to do this for Charlie. How can I ever repay you?
Oh, with check, cash, or money order.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Nice to My, Elsa has a beautifully furnished penthouse, hasn't she?
Yes. Isn't it lovely? Oh, and the view of the Fulton Fish Market, too.
Charlie, I thought I told you to wear a white tie.
Well, it was white until I tried to tie it.
Oh, I see.
Welcome to Miss Maxwell's residence, gentlemen. Who shall I say is calling and all that sort of highbrow stuff, you know?
Hey, what are you doing here, Ray? Are you a major domo?
No, old boy. No, just a butler, second class. Oh. Haven't received my commission yet.
Yeah, really. I hope they have got good groceries here. I'm so hungry I could eat a horse.
Oh, you're in luck, Charlie. Would you care for mustard on it?
Hello, boy. Hello.
Well, good evening, Elsa. Say, you look stunning in that new gown of yours.
Oh, do you like it?
Yeah.
Notice the gathering in front?
Yeah. Quite a crowd in back, too.
Just the same, I'm very pleased with this yellow dress. On the way here, several men whistled at me.
Well, they probably thought you were a yellow cat.
Yeah.
Well, look who's here, Anita Gordon.
Hello, everybody. Oh, Charlie, I think this party is simply super.
Oh, it must be nice to be so young.
Yes, isn't it thrilling?
Yes. How would you know? Anita, maybe we could stroll on the terrace and then you could slap my face, huh?
Oh, I won't slap your face, Charlie.
Can I depend on that?
Unless you deserve it.
You can depend on that.
Hold on now, hold on, Charlie. Everyone has been clamoring for a song from your little girlfriend.
Well, then go ahead, Anita. The terrace can wait.
Was the last time I saw you, the last time, or can I hope to hold you once more? What about me could have made you doubt me? Want to live without me, loving me no more. From the first time I saw you, I loved you, and to me, darling, you were romance. Was the last time I saw you, the last time, or will you give love one more chance? From the first time I saw you,
I suppose you're a society editor?
Yes, isn't it peachy?
Well, I would.
And I have a nose for news, too. And, well, no, it's not exactly a nose for news either, because if it was, it wouldn't be possible for me to smell.
That's what you think.
Yeah.
Well, that's very, very funny. Yes, it is. Very funny. But I've connected with a New York bugle friend.
Oh,
and,
yes.
Well, no, it isn't exactly a real bugle either, because a bugle goes da-da-da-da-da and wakes people up.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, well, I didn't think it did.
Yeah.
But anyway, the New York bugle always puts them to sleep.
Yeah.
Isn't it time for you to blow?
Yeah. That's a good thing.
But this isn't the only paper I've worked on for him.
Really?
No. At first, I was on the Philadelphia Post,
yeah.
Then the Washington Post, then the Boston Post. I tell you, I led a dog's life.
Yeah. Well, It just so happens, Mr. Twing, we're not interested in your life at all.
But it also just so happens to me that I am disappointed because I came here to get a scoop, and this is not a scoop. No, it's not even a spoonful.
You just...
don't peddle your paper.
And, yes. That does it.
Yes.
You all think you're so smart and scintillating.
Well, we don't
think. Yes, you do. But I find you to be just a ragtag and a bobtail crowd of ne'er-do-well.
Now, watch that.
So as to speak.
Yes.
Yes. But now, you've just got me into a snit, and so goodbye.
Well,
Now that we're rid of him,
yes.
We come to the high spot of our party.
Oh, good.
You mean we're going home?
No, not Charlie.
No. We're going to unveil your present.
Unveil it? Well, what is it, an oriental dancer? I hope.
Don't be silly. I'll even give you one more guess.
Yeah?
What do you think is behind that drawn curtain?
Your dirty laundry?
No. Now, attention, everybody. It gives me great pleasure to present this masterpiece to my dear little friend, Charles McCarthy. I now unveil it.
Do you know it?
Oh, look.
I say, what a masterpiece.
Isn't that beautiful?
What composition? What coloring?
Yeah.
What is it?
That's what I'd like to know.
Why, Charlie, it's a painting of you.
Of me? Going which way? Oh.
What do you mean?
Well, look at it. I got two noses and both eyes are on the same side of my head.
That's surrealism. It's a wonderful canvas.
Wonderful canvas, is it? Too bad it's got all that paint on it.
I say, Charlie, it looks as though the artist painted himself into a corner and then couldn't get out.
You're standing too close. It looks wonderful from a distance.
Yeah, well, you can't get far enough away from that thing. That's true.
Charlie, it's a perfect resemblance.
Sure.
And just think, he painted it with a palette knife.
Oh, is that how he did it? I thought he sat on it before it was dry.
You don't understand.
Yeah.
This artist works only in oil.
Yeah, well, he must have done that when he was pretty well lubricated.
Well, Elsa, I'm inclined to agree with Charlie. I don't think this painting does him justice.
Well, so what? It only costs $400.
$400? Bergen wouldn't even pay a buck for Blue Boy with two pair of pants. Would you?
Yeah.
You would. He would, he says.
Yes. Elsa, I must say the price is rather steep for the work of an unknown artist, though.
He's not unknown. He's Michelangelo Leonardo Maxwell.
Maxwell?
My brother.
Oh, that's all.
That does it. No.
Now, wait a minute.
Order.
I'll have you know my brother is a great artist.
A great artist.
Your brother's Van Dyke here.
Don't forget, Edgar, you ordered this picture and you're going to pay for it.
Not while I'm still alive.
I'll wait a few days.
Yes.
Don't take it.
No.
You keep out of this, you monocle mop stick, or I'll kick you over my knee.
How are you going to find it?
You shut up, or I'll stick pegs in your ears and use you for a hall tree.
I'd like to see you try it while you Park Avenue blend the ocean.
No. Well, I wouldn't have that picture if you gave it to me for nothing.
And that's just the way I'm going to give it to you, right over your naked noggin.
So, Bergen, you was framed.